With your help, the Missing Witches annual fundraiser for Native women's shelters raised $5,468.18, over 3,000 of which went directly to the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal. Thank you so much. If you love the Missing Witches Project, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/missingwitches.
You aren't being a proper woman, therefore you must be a witch.
Be a witch.
You must be a witch.
When we saw her picture on the adoption website, she looked crazed. Wild-eyed, black waves spiking out in every direction. As we were told, she was found in a farmer's field, her overgrown, matted fur frozen. And imagine our surprise when we went to meet her for the first time, and a little, long-legged show poodle trotted out gingerly from behind the counter. We had chosen a name for her based on her picture. Cherry Garcia. Sweet like ice cream, but maybe one too many hits of acid in the 60s. But our psychic connection was immediate. As if she was speaking English in my ear, I heard, "My name is Bijou." French for jewels. And so it was. Bijou. Bee was skittish, untrusting, and the shelter manager told me that only one staff member had been allowed to hold her. "Would you like to try?" she asked. Bijou leapt into my arms, nuzzled in close, and licked my face. The SPCA staff were astounded. Bee wasn't fixed, but her tail had been cut too short years before. Botched, the vet told us. Maybe she was abandoned, or maybe she ran away. Maybe it was all a terrible mix-up, and the family who lost her gave up the search, despondent, and still miss her today. I think a lot about Bee's imaginary past. But she doesn't. Because now, I am Bijou's kin. I have given her safe harbor, and in return she is a fountain of joy and unconditional love. Bee has taught me so much, so today, I'll share her with you. I am Bijou Kin. In the world of the occult, dogs are believed to bring positive energy, which witches can harness and use for protection. According to occult teachings, dogs have the ability to keep negative energy at bay. It's because of these beliefs that dogs have come to work hand in hand with witches. See, positive energy is a protection spell, a canine trait I aspire to. Have you ever met a three-legged dog? And did that three-legged dog bemoan his fate, or did he run in new ways, shouting as he sped past, "I've still got three good ones!" Hecate had a black she-dog called Hecabe. The dog was the Trojan queen who leapt into the sea after the fall of Troy and was transformed by a goddess, then adopted by the sympathetic Hecate. Witches and dogs make good teams. Because dogs operate in a different reality than we humans. They can smell fear, money, even cancer and missing persons. They know who and what has been here by the invisible trace they leave behind. Scientists guess that a dog's sense of smell is somewhere between 10,000 and 100,000 times more accurate than ours. I am Bijou Kin, acutely aware that there is more to be known than what meets the eye, more in existence than we can see, but we can smell the changes in a shifting breeze. Face to the sun and nose to the wind, witches get information carried from miles and miles and miles away. Bijou reminds me every day of what is important in life. She is perfect love and perfect trust. She encourages me to run and jump and laugh and play, to get outside, to stop and smell the everything. Using all six senses to navigate our path, I am Bijou Kin. She plays by the rules unless the rules don't suit her. I am Bijou Kin. She gets plenty of sleep and drinks plenty of water. She is connected to nature. She has no shame around her body or mine. She doesn't care how I look. Just that I'm there. Just that I exist to be with her in this moment. Bijou voices her opinions, but is also a great listener. She sets clear boundaries and does her best to respect the boundaries set by others, but she makes her own desires known with unwavering confidence. As I write, she wedges herself between me and the sofa back, pressing against me, making a deal that we will protect each other. She has taught me that if someone doesn't want me around, I know there's somebody else out there who does. If I am lost, I can trust that I will be found. I am Bijou Kin. I was missing her, and she sniffed me out, leapt into my arms and licked my face. Poodles are considered lucky dogs, particularly if you pet or scratch them before you leave the house. In some countries, the magical properties of a dog are determined by its colors. A golden-colored dog is associated with prosperity, a white pooch with romance, and black dogs are symbols of protection of your hearth and your home. And protect she does. Bee protects me from dangers like Reese's toddler or the UPS guy, but she protects me too from a more pressing danger, to lose hope or forget to laugh. I am Bijou Kin, and I won't go a day without dancing, running in a circle, or marveling at the world around me. I am Bijou Kin. I protect, and in return, am protected. When Odysseus returned home, in disguise, after a 20-year odyssey, his dog Argo was the only one who recognized him. I am Bijou Kin, and I will be recognized. I play by the rules unless the rules don't suit me. I get plenty of sleep and drink plenty of water. I am connected to nature. I can smell fear. I have no shame around my body. I exist to be in this moment. I am Bijou Kin. And if I am lost, I trust I will be found, loved, and protected.
You aren't being a proper woman, therefore you must be a witch. You must be a witch.
Just a reminder that the Missing Witches podcast is entirely listener supported. Join us on Patreon at patreon.com/missingwitches.